Cuomo initially supported holding a constitutional convention. He wanted to reform the delegate selection process, and he even included $1 million in a past budget to lay the groundwork for the event. But the legislature failed to approve the money, and this year the governor did not include the plan in his spending proposal. Cuomo now says he has concerns about backing a convention without ensuring that the delegates are independent and not simply controlled by the state legislature.
I said the convention is a good idea and it's the way to get reform, but you have to elect delegates who are not currently elected officials.
But since Cuomo and lawmakers failed to change the delegate selection process, voters would have to say yes or no to a convention before knowing exactly how the delegates would be chosen. The governor denies that he did not work hard enough to win changes.
We've talked about it, but nothing has come of it. There's no desire to do it.
Cuomo stopped short, though, of saying he's against holding the constitutional convention. The governor's not the only one with reservations. Over 100 groups, ranging from unions, environmental organizations, to pro-gun groups and the state's conservative party, all fear that some rights already in the state constitution might be taken away. They range from forever wild provisions for the Adirondack Park, workers' rights, and the rights to own weapons. Several government reform groups back holding the event, though. They say it's worth the risk to get real change that can't be achieved through more traditional means. Bill Samuels, with Effective New York, says an overhaul of the state's constitution is decades overdue.
Our constitution in New York was primarily written in 1894 and 1938. Now, in 1894 was the last time we had an educational amendment. We're still running under it. It's the last time we had an environmental amendment. That convention had not one black person in it and one woman.
Voters approved the constitutional changes made in the 1938 convention, the last time the event was successful. In 1967, a convention was held, but voters ultimately rejected the proposed revisions. Samuel says while opponents have the monetary advantage to run a campaign to discourage a yes vote, his group hopes to make headway using social media as a back channel to win support. He says no one should be afraid of holding a convention.
To run scared is the last thing you should do. If a bully threatens you, you got to kick him right back and right away. And it's the wrong stance for us New Yorkers. We have to be courageous and have a goal of having the best legislature in the country and a great New York.
A recent poll found New Yorkers support the concept but say they haven't heard much about it. Samuel said the state constitution could potentially be amended to improve voter access, curb big money in politics, and address corruption at the state capitol. If voters ultimately reject the constitutional convention in November, they won't have another chance to hold one for 20 more years. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.